with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Pennsylvania earlier this month is continuing. FBI Director Christopher Wray says an internet search by the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, involved more than the Kennedy assassination.
Our investigation has revealed he also made searches related to power plants, mass shooting events, information on improvised explosive devices, and the attempted assassination of the Slovakian prime minister earlier this year.
Wray says the gunman may have planned numerous additional shootings. The FBI says former President Trump has agreed to be interviewed as part of this investigation. Also at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve expected to signal this week it will likely reduce borrowing costs as soon as September. Jim Bullard, dean of the Daniels School of Business at Purdue University, says the data suggests the economy is recovering from surging prices in the post-pandemic labor crunch.
For now, it very much looks like a soft landing for the U.S. economy. I think the labor market has normalized. Inflation has come way down, not quite all the way to target. And now it looks like the policy rate can start to come down to a more normal level as well.
A rate reduction would amount to a momentous shift and a potential boost to the economy. Simone Biles posted an all-around total of 59.566 during Olympic qualifying inside a packed and star-studded Bercy Arena in Paris, despite complaining of a left calf injury that had her limping. Biles appeared to tweak the leg while warming up on floor exercise during the second rotation. She had the ankle tape and then to return to put on the kind of show-stopping performance that has long been her signature. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. have reached a settlement agreement.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A former Kentucky County clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples is appealing a ruling ordering her to pay thousands in attorney fees. The appeal filed by attorneys for Kim Davis argues that the landmark Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling in 2015 should be overturned. Davis objected to same-sex marriage on religious grounds and was briefly jailed. This is SRN News. Can tech help solve Southern California's homeless crisis?
A Los Angeles nonprofit is developing software intended to revolutionize shelter and services in the nation's epicenter of homelessness. Despite billions in spending, efforts to get people off the streets are being slowed by inefficient, outdated computer systems that often don't work together and can contain error-ridden data. Better Angels United, founded by tech entrepreneur and philanthropist Adam Miller, has a team of tech experts building a mobile-friendly prototype for outreach workers. Jeremy House reporting.
The warm, soggy summer across much of the Midwest has produced a bumper crop of wild mushrooms and a surge in calls to poison control centers. The Minnesota Poison Center issued a warning this month that wild mushrooms can be hard for untrained people to identify. Some deadly species can cause liver failure. More details at SRNNews.com.